Man, I am so fucking lost. That's why I never understood when my friends talk so much shit about Justin Bieber and all of these people, because I never heard a song, a single song from either one of them. So when they say, "Oh, it's played out," I'm just like, I barely even fucking care. So obviously, if I can ignore it, you can too. But looking at this MTV Movie Awards red carpet right now, man, I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, you're I we everyone all your fans know, all the bastards know that you just pretty much pay attention to movies. And
And, it's funny, they try to, like, gap in movies with, like, pop culture references. I'm looking at this shit just like, man, I have the worst pop culture cred, because
is
he was
this?
interviewing this.
I thought you
That
said
was so.
it's at Regal.
It's behind the theater. That's where the red carpet is.
Whoa, Ellen Page looks different.
Why was Seth Rogen wearing elbow pads?
Because
Why the fuck is there dogs on a red carpet?
it's. Did you know you can watch this on Simulcan or Simulcast on
By the way,
VH1?
I saw Django in that theater right there.
Oh yeah.
That's where we had our viewing proof.
Is that dog wearing the Django
No, I don't know. What the fuck is Nicki Minaj doing?
She thinks because she was in one fucking movie, she could be there.
What movie was she in?
She's in the Other Woman movie.
That not out till what, next week or 2 weeks from now?
And the only thing good about seeing that movie is Kate Upton running really slow.
Yeah, her titties or whatever. Other than that, that movie looked like shit. What the fuck is she wearing?
Dude, she looks evil. Did somebody fucking
Well,
hit her in the face with a
she looked like
shovel?
she just walked. She looked like she just walked out of the mummy with all that goddamn jewelry on.
Is that David Hasselhoff right there? Yes.
Yes, he's the only one I recognize.
He still tries to stay relevant.
I wish we would have did this when that bitch was interviewing Anthony Mackie. What the fuck was she talking about? That bitch don't know a goddamn thing about movies. Yeah, Anthony, I really liked you in that Captain America movie. Wait, it's that bitch right there. That bitch wearing that ugly dress right there.
That's a dress. It looks
Yeah.
like curtains.
I don't know what that is. I think it's the curtains I use in my bathroom. Anyway, the way you were flying around and, like, stuff were passing by you and stuff. Like, how did you do that? Did they attach real metal to you or something? I was like, oh my God. Why are they zooming up on these dogs?
My God.
Why do we agree
For
to
fun, man. This is gonna be fun.
I ain't never watched one of these fucking awards.
You have never seen?
No. Never seen. Let alone watch the whole thing. I have to watch 2 hours of this shit. Well, 2 hours and 10 minutes of this fucking red carpet for who the fuck is that? Oh, it's that bitch from the movie.
Oh, they're making like six sequels or whatever the fuck they're doing.
And they talking about that movie that's coming out in June, whatever, The Fault from Our Stars, whatever, that they're gonna be in.
I don't know. She was the one that turned down Spider-Man, right?
Is that confirmed? I'm not even sure no more. But yeah, she is. She
That
is.
was Mary Jane.
Yeah.
I could see Garfield going after her. She's plain looking and
I could see her even falling for it too. Not Emma Stone.
no.
Why would Emma Stone be chasing him? Man, look
Oh.
at her legs. She could bony move Mary Jane. Mary Jane got some meat on her. Come on. Oh, please stop dancing with your legs like that. That's the one chick I would not fuck, okay? Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Close your legs, girl. I'm not gonna lie, I am kind of looking forward to this Fault in Our Stars movie.
That her?
Yeah. I'm only looking forward to it because I think it's something cute like that movie that came out last year, About Time. But this guy in this trailer or whatever this clip, he looks like a horrible actor, so. And Shailene Woodley's been pissing me off lately with horrible acting.
This is how they're ending the pre. This is how they're ending the red carpet by showing this trailer.
This is an exclusive clip. This is exclusive, dude. What are you talking about? This is an exclusive clip.
Oh. What's this called?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Huh. Light the cigarette, motherfucker. What are we?
Light your cigarette. Don't fake it. Don't pitch out. You gonna smoke that shit? Smoke it.
What a loser.
It's cute though. What are you talking about?
Who is this nerd?
That's Seth Rogen's little brother.
Oh. Should we introduce ourselves? Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, yes, people, welcome to Movie Spoilers / Playing Critics special MTV Movie Awards show. I am the phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we agreed to do this just because we couldn't do a Razzie show because they don't ever broadcast that shit.
But this is the closest one.
So this is as close as we're going to get. And when we looked at the nominees, I was like, this is a... I like how they got, like, one horrible in there with some of the greatest talent ever, and we just saw one win in the fucking breakout role with that fucking douchebag little kid from Where the Millers just beat Robbie Margaret from Wolf of Wall. That is an insult. What, Conan O'Brien?
I like Conan.
I like him, too. I'm trying to figure out why he signed.
I don't think he can host the I don't know. He's awesome as Emmy's host. I know that guy, that bearded, bald guy. No, I've seen him before.
Are we going to see a bunch of baskets like this one we're watching right now? Have you ever watched an MTV award?
Yes, I have.
Do they do this a lot?
They do some tie-ins with movies.
Oh my god, Andy Sam. Oh, fuck this, I quit.
Hey. Golden Globe Award winner.
Andy Samberg pops up.
Golden Globe Award winner.
Shut up, Z. this is some of the worst talent ever. Sarah Silverman, okay. Ice Cube playing the same role he does, man, I swear.
That's what Eliza Ward wakes up every morning.
Chris Pratt, no! You're gonna be with Marvel, man. You know, this guy, but your career a bit went down here, so you can do that. Oh, my, Zeke, I quit.
Steve Jobs, man. Oh, Anna Faris, that's whatever. Notice they're not big stars coming in here.
This is the biggest star in here. She's a breakout. Lupita Nyong'o got to...
Did you hear that reaction she got?
Oh my god, Adam Sandler. Look, and Skit, he's taking a shit.
That's how he figured out his next script.
What is Russell Crowe doing here?
Jennifer Connelly?
Anthony Hopkins?
That's...
Hopkins is one of the biggest douchebags in Hollywood.
Hey, Rosario. Willie Nelson.
I would fuck Taylor Swift just so she can write a song about me.
The darkness.
I met the darkness. He fucked and left me. Martin Scorsese! Martin Scorsese! Oh, James Franco, you better hide the underage women. Paul Rudd, your Ant-Man, for crying out loud. What are you doing? What is going on here? I didn't see three Marvel stars now. Including the grumpy cat. Okay, fuck this. Why is Martin Scorsese here? You know Wolf of Wall Street's gonna win now. You know that, right?
Yeah. Is that... She hasn't been relevant for a while.
Tracy Morgan's going by Banksy, what the fuck? Damn, Tom Arnold lost a lot of weight.
He did.
Alright, nobody gives a fuck, man. Damn.
These are pretty much all his friends.
Ain't none of these been in a movie, neither.
Why does Taylor Swift look like she has gray hair?
I need to take a shit.
Did I see Nicholson do that? That would have been better.
Katie... I don't know why Katy Perry is fucking hot, though.
She is. Fuck you, Jack Black.
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah, Jack White.
Oh, Andy Samberg. Oh, get him off the fucking camera.
Is his show canceled yet?
I hope to God it is. Oh my God, he has dialogue.
Can they take his Golden Globe away?
Wow, did they really just go down a list of number celebrities and Andy Samberg was number one? Okay. Peter Nyong'o, you will be forget. Jared Leto, what? Okay, he is a fan. I'll give him that. All right. Okay. All right. Man, looking at this list, this is a bunch of people that ain't never gonna make it in Hollywood. There's about like five on here.
You know what? I wonder if they're gonna do something with Paul Walker. Johnny Depp?
Yeah, you know he shows up in these things.
Oh, I wonder if he's promoting Transcendence.
He ain't never gonna win no Oscars, so you know damn well he's gonna be something.
What was the closest movie he could have won? I'm not gonna lie, the production value is pretty high for this.
Well, duh, hell yeah.
They spent all their money on the set.
Well, yeah, I mean, the stadium they're in right now, that's a beautiful fucking theater that they're in. I mean, shit, don't get me wrong, I go there all the time for concerts and shit like that, and on comedy shows. People, this is in downtown L.A., Nokia Theater. I was supposed to go to this, but...
You would rather be watching with me.
I invited, let's just say that, and I saw it like last minute. I was just like, I don't give a shit. I'd rather do this show.
You'd rather watch it with me.
There's no way. They don't even look like they're sitting down either. If I had to stand up, I'd be pissed.
Would you rush the stage?
If someone I didn't like get on there, I would jump on there.
Sandberg?
Oh, fuck yeah. Adam Sandler taking that shit. I mean, that's pretty much his whole career. Shit.
This is a TV-14?
Yeah, because they said the word drug. That's why.
Well,
I bet none of these jokes never hit. I bet none of these jokes are going to hit at all.
Well, we've seen some people not there that's nominated.
Man, Conan O'Brien looked like goddamn, like he could be the goddamn Riddler or something. Look at his face. That haircut. Man, he's doing his best Jim Carrey impression right now from Batman Forever.
Oh, another award that went out was Best Musical Moment, and it was Backstreet Boys from This Is the End. That was pretty cool, though.
Oh, that wasn't cool. That was a waste of my fucking time. That was the worst part of that movie, to be honest. You can have anything you want, Jay. I want a Backstreet Boys review. Who the fuck was that?
I don't think they want that.
Oh my god. This cat, will he just die already? I never
was that your him. Seat?
I think it was my seat. I think it said TPO in the goddamn thing. Damn,
they were supposed to be making a Grumpy Cat movie.
Like a woman. When is that cat gonna die? I'm sorry. I never wanted an animal to die more than Grumpy Cat. You know it's sad when the internet buzzes over a fucking cat that's just angry.
Yeah, I know.
Over a goddamn plane that's been missing for 2 months now.
They found that, didn't they?
They found pieces of it. They found out that Conan O'Brien MTV Awards has something to do with it.
It's, it's in Lost Island. J.J. Abrams crashed the plane so he can do a second Lost series.
So he can do a second series. What the fuck is he talking about, by the way?
Vine's still a thing?
I guess. Oh my god, this is insulting right here. How insulting would that be if Leonardo DiCaprio just won a fucking MTV award?
Anthony Mackie's so smooth.
I don't know about in real life. He's not that smooth. He's kind of loud and out there.
There you go. You don't need to watch the movie. End it with McConaughey.
You know, I gotta say, I'm so sick of people talking about that fucking kiss scene in American Hustle with Amy Adams and Jennifer Lawrence. That kiss scene was nothing.
Where it's like brother-sister?
Yeah, it was just, I was like, you're talking about, wasn't it the hottest thing you've ever seen? I was like, no, because I've seen porn. The MTV Movie Awards is for people that barely get into the business.
You know, and people that watch MTV have never seen a movie, never seen 12 Years a Slave, or
I can guarantee you people never seen Wolf of Wall Street. 12 Years a Slave. No, the MTV Movie Awards is for fucking people that's barely coming into acting and just want the recognition, because this is good recognition for those people, or people that ain't never gonna win a fucking Oscar. Channing Tatum.
Best kiss fight. Remember, Twilight won every one until the last one. That's when Avengers beat it.
The fuck is this? Connor, you're too old for this shit. I'm sorry.
Can you imagine the Oscars doing something like this?
It'd be insulting. It'd be kind of, it'd be a travesty, goddamn. They did. Remember, they ordered pizza.
I'm surprised they didn't get fucking what Kimmel. Or not Kimmel. No, they're not going to. After the Oscars, I don't think Franco's hosting anything else ever again.
Well, they get Franco. That's exactly where they belong. Hosting this shit.
No, I was talking about the. Fuck. The new host of Tonight Show.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon, yeah.
I think Fallon is too old for this shit. They need to get people like me and you to do this.
We would be bleeped every 5 seconds.
They bleep the fuck out of me. I would love to see, like, a best male actor, Chiwetel Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave, that kid from Where the Milk, and the winner is that kid from what the fuck?
I wonder how much he's getting paid for hosting this.
You know they're paying people to host this. You know it. You know they are. Like, there is no way Conan O'Brien would do this for free.
I've seen him before. I can't think who he is.
He's a dude from Workaholics.
I never seen that show.
Yeah, because it's shit. That's why. Let's just say this. If you don't like white stereotype, I suggest you not watch that show.
Oh. You know what choir that is, since you're in the area?
I didn't even get a good look at it, because I was looking at my screen. I was looking at some naked women, I ain't gonna lie. Fuck it. Fucking, I ain't gonna lie. I was gonna make up a lie, but I was like,
No, we know you're looking up, trying to figure out who people are on this.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I already know who's gonna win. He's more than Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen wins everything. Is he wearing a varsity jacket?
Yes, he is.
What a fucking loser.
Insulting. I'm glad they just got her on first so she can just get it out of the way.
Well, she's up for an award.
Damn, she's got an ass on her.
What's with the dress?
I don't know, but I was looking at that ass behind her. Jesus Christ, that shit was shaking up and down. She walked down them steps? Fuck.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, bring that darkness over here, baby. Sure.
She's like 20, isn't she?
See, someone like her, I can understand her being here, because she's a new actress. She don't know nothing better. I mean, she's trying to get her name out there and shit.
Yeah.
Ain't like she's going to be doing an Oscar film every goddamn year.
No, her last movie was Nonstop.
Yeah, and they filmed that one first, before 12 Years a Slave. So, I mean, she's only been in 2 movies, you know. And the Nonstop, she's barely fucking in that movie, though. Yeah, like one shot. So for her hosting this or doing a category like this, I don't mind that that much.
All right, Transformation.
I think Jared Leto, of course, but, you know.
Was,
is Adam Sandler being nominated? I'm trying to go with him.
Who the fuck is, what is that?
Orlando Bloom, that was no chance. That nigga stuck a wig on.
He wore the same thing. McConaughey. It's going to be Leto, right?
I will say this. If Elizabeth Banks was a win, I wouldn't mind that. I think what she did was a transformation, because I didn't know who the fuck that was.
So as long as it's not Bloom.
I got to see. Like, Jared Leto's even like, I win Grammy Awards, too. So. Did you see the look on his
yes,
face?
He's like, oh, shit.
He's like,
he's going to hide that award at his house.
He's like, at least at this award ceremony, I can wear a rag on my back pocket and put some bands on and shit. Like, he's, oh, my God. He made her carry his award. He's like, bitch, you hold it. I got an Oscar.
Well, so she. No one's yeah, seen this movie.
Okay, wait a minute. Is he wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
I can't tell. Yes.
No, he don't give a fuck. Who the fuck wears a Hawaiian shirt still? What is that on his wrist? Is that a wristband to get in the team? People, I just want you to know they're wearing wristbands to let them know, hey, you're welcome in here. You don't look familiar. You're not big or anything like that. Because you see the people in the audience, they're wearing one too.
Oh, maybe starting a fashion statement.
I'm telling you, they gave you that at the door.
How'd you, when you went to the Oscars, what did you get? Like, just a ticket?
I have a pass.
Oh. Is he high?
That motherfucker's like, I can't believe I won this shit. Look at his face. He don't have, he does not have a speech ready. He's just like, whatever. I bet he's giving a good speech, though. It's probably too damn good for this.
I heard something about 30 Seconds of Mars.
I got subtitles on. I don't see anything about that. So.
Well, that was the beginning.
Yeah, my subtitles are kind of slow, too, so. He must have been taking speech lessons from Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
He's like, your dreams are reality, like my boy Matthew say. The fuck is that? Oh, that's that big-eyed bitch.
You know, Seth MacFarlane's better as a voice.
Yeah, I'm about to say, did you see that trailer for his new movie coming out?
It comes out this summer, right?
Yeah, the Western one.
No.
He looks horrible in it. Also, I agree completely with you by saying he's better as a voice because he has this look on his face that, like, he doesn't even know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, I think...
Like, I hear people, like, raving crazy about that movie, his movie that's coming out. I'm just like, he looks horrible in that movie.
I think Chris Pratt's there to do something with Guardians.
Chris, I just want you to know this, Chris. Oh, great, now we gotta watch MTV commercial. Chris, I just want you to know this. That guy has no muscle. What the fuck? Chris, I just want you to know this, Chris. You're gonna be doing Marvel from now on after when August rolls around. There's no need for you to be at these fucking awards anymore. I just want you to know that. You were in a goddamn Oscar-winning movie called Her. You do not need to be nowhere near this fucking shit.
And he was in Delivery Man.
He was actually pretty good at Delivery Man. I will give him that.
Best, better than Vince Vaughn?
Oh, fuck yeah, better than Vince. I actually thought Vince Vaughn even toned down a little bit. I was actually proud of that. I was like, wow.
That guy had a Howard the Duck poster.
Fuck that guy. Is that a Loverboy poster? What the fuck is this?
It's a Taco Bell breakfast commercial.
Okay, that's the nastiest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard of.
A yeah.
Taco. Sausage, eggs, and syrup on it. Ugh. Called Heart Attack City. Yeah. It's called Death. They should just call it that. Death. You want to get some questions, man?
Alright.
Alright. The movie fucker, he says, My guess is Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Adams will win Best Kiss. And for the record, let me just say, for those of you who are listening to the hype of, oh my God, Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Adams made out, I'm here to tell you people, it was equivalent of Obama giving her baby a kiss on the lips. I would completely fucking agree. There was a reason why I didn't bring that up in my review. It's because it happened so quickly, which was nothing. It didn't even matter.
I know. I mean, we've already seen Amy Adams already done, like, you know, nude shit.
Exactly. And there was no subtext to why they kissed in the first place.
No, it never got brought up again.
Like it just happened out of nowhere, and it was just like how the movie fucking just said. It was like a mama kissing her baby on the lips, or it's like whatever. Now, had that been Wolf of Wall Street, that'd have been a whole different fucking kiss.
What, Maggie? And who?
Oh, if you'd have stuck Amy Adams and Jennifer Lawrence in that kiss, Martin Scorsese would have been like, you bitches better get back in that room and start kissing.
You don't leave until I get a boner.
Exactly. And would you say no to Martin Scorsese? I don't think so. You better not say no to him. Amy Adams, you want your Oscar, you better kiss that bitch.
She doesn't have one, does she?
No.
Lawrence does.
Yeah, for Silver Lining, that's right. And for, the name of that movie,
Winter's Bone?
Winter's Bone, yeah. Which I don't really think he deserved it for that guy. I think that movie was all that great anyway.
You can...
Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, I got into an argument with somebody. He was telling me that Winter's Bone made her career. I was like, no, I think Hunger Games did. Nobody knew
what Hunger Games.
Yeah, thank you. We got into a real argument about it. He's like, you're crazy. He's like, she won an Oscar for Winter's Bone. And I was like, and nobody remembers it.
So what? The artist guy won an Oscar, and who the fuck is he now?
Exactly. I said, what's more, what would you more prefer in your movie career? Would you prefer millions of fans that fucking beg and cry for you, or would you want to win a goddamn Oscar for a movie that nobody saw?
Ah, damn it, man.
So my thing was, I was like, Hunger Games brought her the fans.
Yeah.
And that's what makes your career, is the fans in the movie business.
True.
If fans keep coming to see you and crying to see you in a movie, then most likely you're going to get more work.
Exactly.
See, look at Seth MacFarlane in this movie. They're showing a trailer for that fucking movie.
I'm watching a local commercial.
He's not fit for this movie. I'm sorry. He needs to stop.
Oh, I see it now.
Okay, is he going to be Tarantino, or he's going to be just sticking himself in his own movies now?
I don't know. Was that Sarah Silverman and Ribisi?
Yeah, it was.
Ribisi's not a bad actor.
She's not funny, I'm sorry.
Are you... Now I'm seeing this commercial that says we are a little bi. Like, bilingual. What's his name?
Yeah, I speak Ebonic, so yeah, I'm bilingual. Yeah. 16 year pregnant. Awesome show.
You gotta do a podcast about that show. Fuck Walking Dead.
Baby's ugly. Fucking baby. Yay!
You and Cody do a show.
16-year-old. look at Seth MacFarlane with his non-acting man. They need to get the hell up off there. I'm sorry, bro.
You know what's funny? Like, in Mean Girls, she looked completely different.
Yeah, she had bigger tits, too.
I think she was fatter, too.
Yeah, what happened to her tits? What's going on? Her eyes got bigger, but her tits got smaller.
You know what's fucked up?
What the fuck is she wearing?
Have you seen Loveless?
Yeah, I saw Loveless. It was fucking horrible.
And she didn't get naked.
No. We're talking about, what's this big guy bitch name again? I forgot.
Amanda Siegfried.
Amanda Siegfried, yeah. What the fuck is she wearing?
A moon suit?
She looked like the purple female version of Kool-Aid, man.
Oh, Lupita's still there. Remember his boob song?
That was the worst thing I've ever heard. It came out of nowhere.
Well, didn't she make out with a...
I love how people were trying to tell me that boob song was clever. I was like, you're the same people that complain about dick joking on me, so how the fuck are you going to think that's clever?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God, this fat bitch. Oh, this is McCarthy.
I like him.
Yeah, I do, but I don't think he was funny in that movie.
No.
He wasn't in the movie for comedic vibe. Okay, if anybody beats Jonah Hill in this category, fuck you.
You know who's gonna win?
Johnny Knoxville.
Because he's there.
Yeah.
And how much of that shit was real?
What, Bad Grandpa?
Yeah.
I don't know, shit. Oh, Kevin Hart might win because he's the funniest man in the world, according to the trailer for Ride Along.
They're making a sequel.
What an insult. Jonah Hill. But he probably said, fuck this award.
You know what's fucked up? Wolf of Wall Street has more awards here than the Oscars.
Oscar nominees are winning awards here, and the look on their faces are like priceless. They're like, man, fuck this award.
Look at that trophy.
Damn, Jonah Hill's gaining that weight back.
He's got to have a role coming up.
22 Jump Street.
He wasn't fat in that. That's done. It comes out like next month.
No, not next month. It comes out in July.
Oh, really? Oh. He's got a movie called Sausage Party.
I think next month is Neighbors.
He's in that?
I don't think so, but Seth Rogen is. I wouldn't be shocked.
No.
Look how they got the background effects of This is the End.
I know.
This is his first acceptance of speech for the whole horse season.
I think this is his... He won for Moneyball and won award.
I'm talking about for Wall Street. This is his first movie.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio was like, don't bring my fucking name up. What the hell is wrong with you?
He's like, I'm not going to talk about Wolf of Wall Street. I'm going to talk about This is the End.
Yeah, I'm talking about what the fuck is that jacket he wear? Man, he is too young for wearing this old shit.
Those elbow pads.
Exactly. Old fucking man and shit. They getting through this war as quick as fuck, though.
Yeah. Didn't we just see them?
Yeah, his non-acting ass. Look at him. He look like Wolf Boy.
Dude, she has no, like, torso.
She has no body. Look at her face, though. She has no expressions on her face whatsoever. She has, like, this bland look of just... He looks like Wolf Boy from Twilight, though. What's that boy's name?
Lauder?
Yeah, Joseph Lauder, whatever the fuck. Oh, Taylor Lautner, yeah, there you go. What the fuck is this? Alright, see, this is where you take over, because I don't know what these music... Why are they wearing white... What the... It's a clan meeting.
They're coming for you.
Darkness will consume you.
You need Cody.
Cody, run. When he's in New York, you don't have to worry about this. Oh. I'm the only one that's in LA right now. Oh, fucking white hooded bastards.
Where's Chicago John?
When the hell did the audience get these white hoods?
Is Lupita wearing one? She's like, I'm not wearing this shit.
Why are they wearing... Oh my god, this is a trip into Spring Breakers.
No. No. No.
Wearing white ski masks, dude. Come on.
No. That movie does not deserve...
It's a tribute to Spring Breakers.
Was this song in that movie?
I don't.
Besides a Britney Spears song, was any other song in that movie?
Greatest singer of all time, remember?
Yeah. Who is this?
I don't even know what he's singing about, to be honest.
Can they put a title on there that's who this is?
I don't think they put anything. I don't know what is going on right now. I am lost. Why is everybody wearing white hoods, though? TV Awards is making a public statement right now. They want to be slave owners.
Are they going to pull guns out and start shooting each other?
if this singer starts saying, "I want you to look find the nearest black person next to you."
I'm not seeing any black people in this audience.
Lupita's the only black person there.
And Mackie.
Oh, and Mackie. They're probably looking at this like, what the fuck did we get ourselves into?
Now, do you got to say that the people there are probably getting paid for being there?
So I guess we know who the seat fillers are.
The band?
Waving their right rags right now. Man, I'm getting kind of nervous. I'm not going to lie. A bunch of people, a lot of white people too, and they're waving white rags around. I mean, I take that back. Not white rags, white hoods.
I think he's trying to make a statement.
He's trying to make a statement.
Lupita did not deserve an Oscar.
Anthony Mackie didn't deserve to be the Falcon.
Is he rapping?
It's a fake-ass Beastie Boys. What is this? God, I wish somebody could tell us what the hell this is. What is this?
21 Pilots?
What the fuck is that?
Oh.
No. Chris Pratt, no. Don't do this to me, man.
He's still young. He doesn't know what he's doing there.
Chris.
Well, he looks like he is playing his character from Guardians.
An asshole.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, hey, black guy.
Hey, he works there. Yeah. I'm like, I was worried.
Yes, he works there.
Come on, say your Star-Lord quote. TV awards don't have no big awards. What are you talking about? Their biggest award is Best Kid.
I think he just butchered that line.
I'm telling you, when he has the improv, it just doesn't work. He always needs a script. Make sure you always get it. Also, there's a word going out. James Gunn has confirmed that Guardians of the Galaxy will tie into Avengers 3.
No shit!
Yeah, exactly. It was just like, well, I think a lot of people that was writing in the comments was just like, really? Oh, skip it over. I was just like, who the fuck didn't see that? People that are still lost on these Marvel movies are not what's leading up to it. Or whatever. You guys are fucking morons.
Stick to DC. They don't tie in together.
Like, if you ain't got a glimpse or an idea of what's going on in the Marvel Universe by now, what the fuck?
You know, if this was a typical MTV Movie Awards, Spring Breakers would be nominated for Movie of the Year.
Damn straight. Spring Breakers would win.
Really. I know. He's happy.
Are you sure it's not nominated at all?
Besides Best Kiss?
Best Kiss, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna win. Damn, why is Channing Tatum with all these awards now?
He's winning Trailblazer Award. I don't know what that means.
The fuck is Trailblazer?
He starts a I don't know. Seth Rogen's like, I can't read this.
Seth Rogen's like, how do you want me to act through this? Oh, look, Seth Rogen's little brother again. The non-talented one.
I'm surprised Carson Daly's not doing this.
They're both non-talented. Man, what's up with white people and all these kids on their fucking dogs?
And did you see the dogs dressed up like Iron Man?
Yeah, I did see that. It was embarrassing. Give a shout out to my mom? Tweet me at TylerDiary.com. Yeah.
You know, you should treat Movie Spoilers Pod.
Dead all the time. Shit, personally. Lord, alright, next question here. Man, these commercials are hard. I'm already drained, I'm not gonna lie. You know what? It's alcohol time.
I'm already been drinking. I thought you quit.
Time to pour some rum.
Couldn't last, could you?
Yeah, pouring some rum now. Alright, so, down with this chaos. I'll let you answer the question first as I... Oh my god, Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, hold on. Yes. Yes.
She looks dead. Is she a zombie?
She's Thanos' daughter.
Oh.
So, yeah, she might be a little evil. You think, Z?
Sorry. I'm surprised Will Ferrell's not in this because John C. Reilly's in it.
I notice whenever John C. Reilly does a project by himself, he doesn't get as much credit for it.
No, he doesn't.
Hooked on a film. Because, you know, he's got a show on Adult Swim as well, too.
Yeah.
But nobody never talks about it at all. They call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy. What a bunch of people. Hooked on a feeling. I like how they all just don't give a fuck that they arrest her. They're just like, got this look on their face, like, whatever.
I'm Groot.
Chris Pratt's all broke. Whoa, yawning and shit. Groot's just looking like,
You know what? It's weird, probably because Batista's probably the least. Lee has the least acting experience, and he's got to go with a tree and a raccoon.
That's funny, he has the least acting experience, and he's got a bigger role than that tree.
Fuck you, Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel. I hope he knows he acts like a fucking robot. Yeah, because in the trailer there's a big scene of Batista fighting the villain.
I saw that.
So, yeah, I wonder if they're going to put that to play. Justin Bieber Believe. Yeah, that's a great movie right there.
Didn't that movie get released, like, around Christmas and was only in theater for, like, five minutes?
Yeah, exactly. I wish that nigga stopped walking around with his shirt on, you know, huh? Yeah. Look like a little bitch. He looks like a little bitch. He does. I'm sorry, people. All right, question now. Amethyst Chaos, she says, so people, are you rooting for your man, Chris Hemsworth, to the coveted Best Shirtless Award? Hello, you goddamn right, shit. I don't know why he's in that award anyway, because his shirt was only off for, like, that one scene where he's cleaning himself.
Yeah, that was, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. In all seriousness, though, did you hear about how people reacted towards Jennifer Lawrence when she at first got snubbed for favorite character? My response, why would she care? Why should she care? She has an Oscar. Two Oscars, for that matter. MTV Movie Award is small bones.
For what, Cagnus?
I don't know. I think it is.
I was going to say, it cannot be fucking... She got nominated for Katniss.
She was losing, though. Somebody won. She was losing the what's her name, Divergent.
Shut up.
Yeah, I remember when I saw it, when we looked it up that time when we first talked about it, she was losing that. But they were, like, neck and neck, though. It wasn't like she was losing by a huge number. I don't know if she won.
So Loki lost. Can't fucking win it?
Loki was nowhere near it.
These awards are hate fucking Marvel.
No, these awards are for fucking teens, man.
Well, Avengers did win last year. For best movie. It beat Dark Knight, Django, Silver Linings, and Ted.
What the fuck was Dark Knight, right? Whatever.
At least it wasn't Twilight. That's the only good thing.
Well, Twilight didn't come out, that's why.
Well, Breaking Dawn, too. Came out in 2012.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 2013 for 2012. That's right. Alright, whatever. I don't even. Jennifer Lawrence ain't never at these awards, so I don't think she gives a fuck. Unless she's here tonight.
She's too big for them.
If she doesn't know that by now, then she's a dumb bitch.
But Scorsese was there.
Okay, then never mind. I don't want to say that. I don't know what the hell Scorsese's doing. He pulled up in a limo, too. He's the only one that pulled up in a limo. This is like, I guess Scorsese said, fuck that. I'm
what the f?
Scorsese said, fuck that. I'm winning an award. Okay. He's talking about shit what it is.
Can't win an Oscar, but he can win an MTV award.
Like, I didn't win a SAG, I didn't win a Golden Globe, I didn't win a Film Critic Choice Award, I didn't win any goddamn, I'm gonna win a goddamn MTV award, you best believe.
He didn't win a Fan Critic Award?
The fucking Jared Little.
What the fuck? I like the tits on the girl in the red.
I'm sorry, I got a strike by looking at him.
Is that the 30 Seconds of Mars logo?
For the new album.
That's got to be, like, marker.
That album came out, like, last year, though.
Obviously, he's got girls all around him.
And that black guy's trying to sneak through.
Girls fucking love him, man. I got my best friend is a girl. She loves Jared Leto. She loves 30 Seconds of Mars. I wish they would stop putting that camera on fucking Channing Tatum. Another thing about Jared Leto, he's wearing that Pharrell hat.
Yeah.
Best villain. Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think he was in the most movies last year.
And they all sucked. Suddenly the new ship was sitting on in the chair all day.
Well, he's not there, so he's not going to win. Oh, God. Oh, God. I know who's going to win. Not yet.
Oh, shit. Michael Fassbender scared me right now. Hella Cooey, get the
hell. She's going to win. She's there.
This is an insult. This is an insult that dude from fucking... Hella Cooey. She was horrible.
I told you.
Damn, them girls is hot as fuck. They're sitting by Lupita.
Lupita's like, bitch, Michael Fassbender.
She's like Michael Fassbender. Really cool. She's so fucking hot, though. Oh, my God.
She's pregnant, isn't she?
Not anymore. I think she had the baby already.
Oh. Looks good.
Yeah, because she's married to that douchebag Ashton Kutcher, who she's not sitting by the way.
I've noticed that. He's there.
Yeah, he's there, and she's not sitting by him, but they're engaged. Interesting. Damn, who's that ugly black chick that Zac Efron was sitting to? God damn, that bitch is ugly.
A sea filler.
Jesus Christ, that bitch was ugly. No, she did not just say that. He was the only woman nominated, and you won. And that movie, that was the worst movie out of all the time.
This is why the MTV Movie Awards aren't taken seriously.
Because of shit like this. I don't give a damn what nobody thought. Oh, that was a great power.
Did you see the trophy girl, like, chase after her?
Yeah. Oh, that was great power. I don't know if you saw the movie.
Dude. Yeah, it was okay.
It was whatever.
I like Zach Braff in it.
For that movie, though, they were like I remember even co-host from FormerSpill.com gave it a better than six.
Yeah, he did.
And I was like, what?
Zach Braff was good. The monkey was good.
The monkey was good and the China doll. Other than that, everything else was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, James Franco was wrong for that
role. And they're making a sequel.
Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to star in that role.
Oh, God, he would have fucking succeeded in that shit.
Would have knocked that shit out the park. I could have seen it. Like, James Franco was so wrong for that role. And Mila Kunis, when she turned into a witch, that was just horrible acting on her part.
And she wasn't even the main... She was only a bad guy for, like, 20 minutes.
She didn't even do shit bad, neither.
Fassbender made people cry.
Or how about that the McKee guy, from Sky to Philip? That motherfucker took people hostages. Mila Kunis didn't kill nobody. She didn't burn anything. She didn't do anything.
No. Sutherland got someone killed.
Yeah, he killed that old black man.
Yeah.
He killed Morgan Freeman's son. He killed him for whistling. He killed him for raising his hands up. He threw a peace sign at him. Sutherland said, that nigga's throwing up gang signs. Hang him. Hey, but you remember what they did before they shot his ass? They beat his ass first up. Oh, my God.
People are drag racing down my street for some fucking reason.
Really cool. She was horrible in that role, now that I think about it. Like, her reasoning for biting into the apple was so weak.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was like the weakest motivation.
I would at least nominate fucking Rachel Wise. She's more of a fucking bad guy than she was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she was the main villain in that movie. You know, they just did Mila Kunis just because, oh, it's an iconic movie role right there, and she played that role or whatever. She's probably going to be in the sequel
now. And she changed into a green witch. Oh, this is one of the movies I saw. The trailer for Draft Day.
Quiet Ones?
Yeah, as AKA Conjuring.
I thought it was a documentary, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I looked at it like, what the fuck is this?
It's actually, it looks like a Conjuring sequel.
Okay, so I posted my Oculus review up today, and don't want to talk about this, but there was some mentally challenged kids in my theater.
Yeah.
They were making a lot of noise, and I looked at it because I was gonna say something. I looked at them, and I was like, oh well, you know, I'm not gonna say, I don't want to be that asshole there over here. But at towards like the end of the film, because it started getting so lost, and like, I didn't know what the fuck it was doing. Then like one of the kids just started yelling out, "Stupid! This is stupid, and I know stupid because I'm stupid." Somebody said in the audience, "Shut up!" He said, "You shut up, you know this stupid."
Was he thinking what you, was he saying what you were thinking?
Yes, that's why I just let him keep going. I was like, "Yes, I love him." My girlfriend and sister was laughing, like, and then like there was a mentally challenged kid sitting like two seats from my sister and shit. When the movie ended, he got up and he had this look in his face as he was getting for his I don't know what they call those things, those little wheels, like crutches with wheels or whatever and shit.
Oh, like a walker?
Yeah, the walker. He was reaching for that and shit. He looked over at us and said, "That movie was not only stupid, it wasn't even scary." I was like,
the only scene from the trailer that looks actually cool, when she picked up the apple and bit into it and it was a light bulb.
Yeah, it's not even real when that happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They
that
do
was cool.
Twilight shit on you.
Who was that girl in there?
Karen Gilligan.
She's someone big.
Yeah, she's from fucking Doctor Who, so fuck her.
I never seen Doctor Who.
Never heard either. But yeah, that part where she picks up the light bulb is not even real, so.
No.
So, like, as soon as she, like, pulls the bulb out of her mouth, like, her brother just comes to say, "Hey," and she wakes up. She's like, "Oh." I was like,
"Hey,
Tyler, get the hell."
What movie's this?
That Tom Cruise movie.
Oh.
That looks pretty interesting, I'm not gonna lie.
When Cruise does stuff like this, he's great.
I don't know. He's been on a, I've been liking his movies lately. I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan.
You like Jack Reacher, didn't you?
I love Jack Reacher, and, I thought Oblivion, he was cool in it. Wasn't the greatest movie, but I thought it had that Tron Legacy effect where it was beautiful, music was good and everything, but the story was just weak, and I thought he was good in it. And, The Last Mission Impossible.
Yes! That was great. I loved that. That was one of my favorite ones. But I liked 3 because I thought Philip Seymour Hoffman was awesome.
I don't remember any of them, see, that's why.
They all, they're kind of like the, they're kind of like the Halloween series. They kind of all, like, are forgettable.
They kind of mashing together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the?
What the fuck is this? This is not funny. Okay, people, we just did Throwback Tuesday. We talked about action comedy and how the comedy doesn't work. This is a straight comedy, and the comedy is falling flat on his ass. Like.
Where's Lupita's brother? He didn't want to show up for this.
I thought that was him sitting next to her. And he just shaved his head. Man, Conan, you is. It feels like he's phoning it in. I'm sorry. It feels like somebody wrote this shit for him.
Yeah, it wasn't him. But he's really funny, though.
Yeah, I know he is. I've seen his show. He does a good job on his show, but it looks like somebody wrote this shit for him. I don't think he. I don't know. Fuck these people are. Is that Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
I love you, Jessica Alba.
I can't wait for Sin City.
Fuck me, Jessica Alba.
Sin City.
I don't know who that bitch she's standing next to. God damn, look at Jessica Alba. She is gorgeous.
Pull down the skirt a little bit.
She can be easily named as one of the top hottest women in Hollywood. Am I right? Am I lying?
Sure. Yes, you're right.
Somebody said if I had a chance to fuck anyone. Woman in Hollywood would it be? And I said, I'm not really sure, but I'm just gonna throw out Jessica Alba's name for it. He's like, really? You waste that on her? She's not all that. I was like, what?
I would go Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale kind of dirty. That's why you like her.
Kate Beckinsale's my bitch.
She gonna look at you and be like, give me a Cleveland steamroll. You were like, I don't even know what that is. Give it to me now. She looked like she'd scare me a bit.
Oh my god, how many times has Channing Tatum been on screen?
Take
oh,
your shirt off. How are you going to do a shirtless scene? You guys got shirts on. Why is this even an award for Sims or Thor for that 10-second shot? What That's my boyfriend. Leonardo DiCaprio, what the f-
No.
That scene lasted for a minute. Now, his scene lasted for a while because...
He was shirtless the whole movie, wasn't he?
Thank you, that's why.
Jennifer Aniston, that was mean. She technically wasn't shirtless.
Yeah, technically she had a bra and plus her stripping scene wasn't even all that great.
Did you know they... I guess they had to do that... I'm not saying... That's it? I guess she had to do that dance when the crew was out, and it was just the director.
Whatever. That dance was weak, I'm sorry.
It's going to be Efron.
I've seen a better stripper than Compton.
I've seen better strippers at noon at a strip club.
I don't know why. Yeah, exactly, where the fucked up ones come out. And I don't know why people get high with hopes of Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston is an ugly bitch. First of all, this movie didn't come out last year. Second of all, this shirtless scene was not better than Chris Hemsworth, goddammit. Would you agree with me?
I've never seen Awkward Moment, but...
Well, you just saw the scene, though.
I know, that was it?
Yeah, that was the scene. It was just when he was laying in that bed.
Hemsworth would, like, crush Efron in his bicep. He looks pretty jacked.
Compared to Thor, though?
Look, he's wearing a jean shirt.
I know, he's wearing a jean shirt and it barely fits him. Look at it, baggy. So he's not that big.
You know what? He's like one of the only Disney people that didn't ruin their life.
Look at that. He's an underwear model.
Is that called rape?
See, look, he's scrawny, dude. Look, see, compared to
he looks like he is photoshopped. Look at his head.
Compared to Thor.
No.
Thor is fucking massive.
Oh shit.
Ellen Page probably in that movie for 5 fucking minutes.
I hope Halle Berry is in that movie for 5 minutes.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. That movie's a fucking...
What's that midget do?
Ellen, why did you have to come out? I've always wanted to fuck you.
Dude, remember Super?
Oh my god.
That she really went crazy on her acting on that one.
Actually, you know what? They need to make her character pretty big, though. That's pretty big. A gay female character playing a major superhero role? Like,
yeah.
That's pretty big. It's a shame her character ain't never had shit to do in the movie, but...
Did you know there's like 3 different Kitty Prides in the movies? The original 3?
Who was in the first two?
Just random people.
I don't remember her popping up in the first one.
She ran out of Professor X's office.
That's right. You know what? Yeah, I do remember that now. Okay. Is it Days for Future Past clip?
Who are these people?
The fuck is this?
Who is that?
Who is she running with? What is this? Oh my god, is that the Human Torch? No, I'm playing. Why is a sentinel digging through ground? Okay, no.
Is it the same director from First Class?
No, it's the same director from the first trilogy.
Singer?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's gonna suck.
Yeah, probably so. I'm trying to watch this clip. These sentinels look horrible. What the hell? Oh my god, that did not help my enthusiasm for X-Men at all.
And you hate X-Men.
Man, I wish I did not see that clip now, because now my expectations just went straight down the ground. That was a horrible clip.
At least they didn't show Wolverine.
You just told me that they were in the movie for 5 minutes. Yeah, I think they're going to be in the movie a longer time than 5 minutes. That scene was pretty fucking long.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to be half and half in the future past. Wow. We are an hour in and I'm already worn out.
16 and pregnant.
Oh my god.
How?
Come commercial time, so that means sip time.
Do you really watch that show?
What?
16 and Pregnant?
No, goddamn well I don't watch that show.
Does your girlfriend watch it?
You know goddamn well we don't watch that shit. If she ever watched that shit, I'd look at her and be like, you know I'm about to dump you, right?
Doesn't that promote being getting pregnant at 16 that they can go on a show? Oh, God. Oh, God. Is this that Magnificent movie or what the hell it's called?
Maleficent?
Yeah.
I am so interested to see this movie, I'm not going to lie. Because I like that Disney villain, so.
What character is it supposed to be on?
Snow White.
Gotcha.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah,
I said Snow White. Yeah, but Angelina Jolie's look perfect for the
She plays a good villain.
She looked like she got that shit. Like, I heard, like, I seen a scene where she was just talking, whatever. I was like, man, she has that voice that's just like, she can creep you the fuck out.
Yeah, she's got, I mean, was she a villain in Beowulf?
I don't remember Beowulf personally, so I can't really speak on that. I guess so, yeah.
She's a good villain.
Plus, she's gained some of her weight back, so I kind of like, she's looking great now. Remember, well, yeah, we saw her at the Oscars, yeah.
Yeah.
She was looking good. I was like, damn, she's beautiful. But, yeah, Maleficent, I look forward to that. She looks great and everything, too. Let's get into another question here, though, because we got some questions here. Steve, he says, fucking A. Glad to hear you guys are doing this because there's so much material to make fun of.
We're only an hour in.
Yeah, I wish we knew what we were talking about because I don't know any of these people personally. Love the Golden Globe show. I love the Oscar show. But my question is, how do you prepare for these kind of shows?
We don't.
We drink.
Alcohol prepares us. I would fuck Rachel Bilson. I don't know if you got the same commercial as me.
I did not drink at the Oscars, so I don't know how I prepare for that. You know what? We barely had any preparation for this show, to be honest.
There is none. Just like the show.
We just talked about this on Tuesday, or...
We talked about it last Sunday.
Okay, yeah, last Sunday then, yeah. And I didn't think it was this week. I forgot, personally. I thought it was the next week.
Yeah.
I was lost on my days this weekend, so... Yeah, but how we prepare for it, though? We just get the alcohol ready, probably get a bag of chips and some salsa or something, you know? And then just get our microphone ready and, you know, just look at these shitty ass... What the fuck is... These commercials are stupid, okay?
Are you watching the Tostitos commercial?
Yeah. Man, these MTV shows that they're just promoting are horrible.
Because MTV's horrible. Do you remember when they played music?
No, I don't actually. It's been so long.
They show music videos like at 6 a.m.
They show like scary movie a lot too.
Yeah.
It's like the only movie they show on here. If someone was to call you from MTV and said we want to put you on a show on MTV, would you do it?
No. Rogan does look fat.
You would say no.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look because it's a reality show.
Yeah. I don't know about this 22 Jump Street. It's not looking that good.
It looks like it's going to be forced.
Yeah.
Rushed it very... It came out 2 years ago?
2012. Yeah, early 2012.
Yeah, I think they rushed it. It should have waited at least 15.
15 years?
No, 2015, I meant.
Oh, okay. But nah, I think it's fine. 2 years is enough time. It's just a comedy film. Ain't no big-ass fucking movie or anything.
Hey, look, the best villain.
Oh, that's right. Now she put that on her track record. What I like about her is she's not that glamorous and stuff. She still looks simple, but she's so fucking cool. Oh, my God. Mila Kunis or Jessica Alba pick?
Kunis.
Yeah?
Because I think Alba might
complain. Channing Tatum crying? What the fuck?
His wife's hot.
Wife's a bitch. Channing Tatum is getting a trailblazing award.
Isn't that what's his name behind him? The fucking one director? Fuck. What's his name?
He's getting a trailblazing. You've got to be kidding me.
Nobody's seen that movie Eagle Eye, or whatever the fuck it's called. Or The Eagle.
Nobody's seen any of his movies except for Magic Mike.
And 21 Jump Street.
And, yeah, I guess that made a lot of money.
G.I. Joe.
It didn't make a grip a lot, but it made, you know, it made more than the budget.
That was 21 Jump Street. I seen Stop Loss. That was actually pretty good. What movie is that?
All these movies are horrible. But, you know.
Oh, that's that.
Man, his acting is horrible. It doesn't matter to me. The only thing that matters to me is you. You matter to me. He is not good in romantic movies, either. He does not know how to deliver dialogue.
He has that blank stare, too.
He's that Keanu Reeves mode about him. The reason why 21 Jump Street worked there is because they made him a dumbass. They made him look like what he did. Like, he was horrible.
Do you remember that? What movie is that where he's playing, look like a superhero?
He has a new movie coming out this year where he plays something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. It comes out like in August or something like that.
I'm surprised Marvel hasn't tried that.
No, well, they have. Remember they put that rumor out there of him probably playing Gambit?
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker doesn't look nothing like Gambit, though. That's the thing.
No, Taylor Kitsch didn't. Well, a little bit.
Taylor Kitsch actually did look like Gambit. Now, I can't say too much about Taylor Kitsch in the role. It's the simple fact that he really didn't have any fucking lines or anything to say, so it's like...
No, because it was just like... You're going with Wolverine.
Exactly. So, like, they didn't give him shit to do. He had that one fight scene. Other than that, he didn't do anything else. I can't comment on how, if he was good or bad. He did look the part, though. I'll give him that. But Channing Tatum, how you go from Taylor Kitsch to Channing Tatum? I don't understand that at all.
God damn, they're just sucking his dick.
I know, dude. And Jonah Hill's up here, a super good-looking guy. He's a great guy. Oh my god. You know Marvel or X-Men is looking at this like, yeah, we gotta get him on Gambit now.
I cannot believe. You got an announcement?
Got an announcement.
Go ahead.
You know what? I just thought about what I just said right now. If Fox and X-Men make him Gambit, I don't give a fuck how much I have to see the movie. All the X-Men movies will get a complete fucking from now on. I don't even have to watch them. But if he is named Gambit, I will. Can't say I'll never watch an X-Men movie because I have to review them on and see whatever. But I will never be fair on either one. I will nitpick the fuck out of them in anything if he gets named Gambit.
Would it be a double fuck it?
Double fuck it. High, mighty old double fuck it. I don't give a shit what they do. They can bring back the Phoenix and Scott Summers and all that or whatever, and have Scott team up with his brother, I wouldn't give a shit.
Well, they can't now because they killed him off.
Well, if they found a way to bring him back like they did Xavier, then hey, fuck it. Oh, that was such a piece of shit, too. Did you see the last Wolverine movie?
No, I don't want to. It looks like shit.
The ending ends with Wolverine looking at Xavier, how Xavier came back to life, whatever, and Xavier looked at him and said, "We're all full of surprises, aren't we?" And then the screen just cuts off. He's just like, what the fuck?
Was that a post-credit scene?
Yeah, it was a post-credit scene. I was like, how come? You know how people always complain about, oh, Marvel, Disney Marvel always has those credit scenes. I'm getting tired of those, whatever. And no one said one bad thing about that scene at all. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. This dude straight up asked him a serious question of, how did you come back to life? And his response was, we're all full of surprises.
So that's just pretty much making the X-Men unstoppable.
If shit like that, like I understand the comic books at that, how they did that, whatever, but this ain't the comic book. You have to explain that shit in the movie. I'm sorry. You just can't let shit slide by like that. Like, oh, he transferred his mind to another body of his, whatever. It's like, no, shit like that doesn't happen in this. You need to.
So do you think they're pretty much calling us stupid?
Pretty much, yeah, man. They're trying to make us all deep, but yet when you give a stupid explanation like that, it's like, why do I even care? Then you just pretty much tell me Xavier can never die, then. And that just seems like a cop-out into what they made a mistake in the third one by killing him off so fast anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And when the character asks him a legitimate question, his response is pretty much, magic. That's how. But nobody complained about that scene. I'm like, come on now. That shit was horrible. And the fact that this nigga's up here giving a fucking speech and crying, well, trying to at least.
What does a trailblazer mean?
Pretty much he's a leading man.
Well, this is, he's never going to be nominated for an Oscar, so this is his high point of his life.
This is sad, though. This is horribly sad. Like, this has got to be the saddest day in Hollywood right here. This whole award show is the saddest day in Hollywood still, but...
Well, it could make... If 12 Years wins...
I don't want 12 Years to win. I want it to stay far, far away from me.
No, Lupita's the only one's there.
Yeah, everybody else is like, girl, okay, if you feel you need to go, then go ahead and go. Channing Tatum won a Trailblazer Award. People are cheering and clapping and standing in ovation.
Is Josh Hutcherson gay?
Sure looks like it. And I got bigger arms than fucking Zach.
Hey, Orlando Broom. He hasn't transformed yet. Cameron Diaz has the tits of a fucking 12-year-old girl.
Thank you. Cameron Diaz looked like a fucking overrated boy. Okay.
And the only good... She had two when she looked very hot, with that Something About Mary and The Mask.
Yeah, that's even questionable about their Something About Mary. She was okay looking. Wasn't hot. The Mask, she was hot now.
Yeah.
The way she was wearing them tight-ass dresses and her body was just like,
Is this?
When I rewatched that movie, I couldn't believe that was Cameron Diaz. Looking at her now, I'm just like, man, what happened to her?
Is this that Catfish show?
I guess, I don't know. I don't watch MTV, man. I don't know what none of these commercials are.
It's about, like, people, like, talking online, and it's like, they meet them, and it's like a...
Yeah, I know what Catfish is. I don't know if there's a fucking show about it. I mean, shit.
There's a documentary movie about it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie. 2010. Yeah, I remember the fucking movie, but I think it was a fucking show about it. I mean, everybody knows that Chris Tucker from Friday was the first person to ever get catfished.
I would actually, not gonna lie, if they did an Avengers movie with kids, I would watch it.
They did. It's on Netflix with their children.
Live action.
Yeah, except that'll never happen because kids can't act.
Except that nerdy kid.
What nerdy kid we talking about?
The kid in the Chevy commercial.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, I hate kids in movies.
Can act is Asa Butterfield and fucking the kid from Iron Man 3.
Yeah. That kid was Insidious.
Which one?
The kid from Iron Man 3.
Which kid was he? The little one or the older one?
He was the little kid that was, like, possessed.
Really? It don't look nothing alike.
Yeah. Let me make sure I'm not a jackass or nothing, but
he
I think they are.
How old was he in Insidious?
Well, that came out in 2009, didn't it?
10.
Honestly.
No, 11. I came out 11.
Honestly, are you looking forward to this?
Transcendence?
Yeah.
It looks like it could be interesting. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I like sci-fi, so you know.
And I wonder, when Johnny Depp still played a fucking character.
Well, it looks cool, though, because of the simple fact that, like, he controls all the digital world and shit like that, so...
Like, it's like Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's pretty cool.
If they make that
idea cool and keep it interesting, then yeah, that could be a badass movie. But if they just fumble the ball by just trying to show you this love interest between Johnny Depp and this chick in here, then yeah, if I could fumble the ball, that would be
cool. Yeah, that was the kid from Insidious.
Damn, because I'm looking at the poster right now, it looks nothing like him.
Mm.
Amazing what hair can do.
And he's in Jurassic World, too.
Nice.
That's back-to-back movies. That's huge movies for him right off the bat.
Yeah. Fucking Insidious.
Did you see... Have you seen the cast?
For Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, remember?
Chris Pratt?
Yeah, Chris Pratt. I think Idris Elba's in it, too.
I don't see him.
Some black man in there. I can't remember.
I see Bryce Dallas Howard.
The Turtles commercial that everybody is bitching about.
I think the biggest bitch was the Shredder thing. Oh, that's the first Splinter one I've seen.
Yeah, it's gonna be a new trailer. I love how everybody's bitching about the Turtles, but they're not bitching
Wait
about
a second. About... Is her hair not red?
No, blonde. It's her same original color.
Okay.
So, already she's no April O'Neil. He didn't even look like April O'Neil. He looked like this regular bitch just walking the street.
Yeah.
People bitching about this trailer and shit like that. He'd be bitching about the actors they got in this motherfucker.
And people are like, oh, Michael Bay's gonna fuck him. Like, he didn't direct it. He's just producing it. His studio's producing it.
That looked like a studio movie.
What the fuck has Orlando Bloom done besides Hobbit?
Look at what is his transformation? I'm still trying to get, like, he looks the same.
He didn't win, so that's a good thing.
I'm just saying, though, like, if he was to put that wig on him right now, there would be nothing else you'd have to do.
I'm not going to lie, in the original Lord of the Rings, Legolas was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I don't like the movies. I don't give a shit about
it. It was Viggo until he started singing at the end of Return of the King.
That's right, he did sing.
What is this?
Eminem and Rihanna.
They're not ending with us?
Oh, why would they end with a song?
They did a couple years ago with Guns N' Roses.
Gotta be fucking kidding, Guns N' Roses.
No. Does she have bruises on her face?
No, Chris Brown ain't there yet. He's not invited to these awards anymore.
Eminem never makes a public appearance anymore.
Yeah, but he goes to all these MTV shit. So.
Remember that Bruno? Was it the Bruno skit? From a couple years ago, he wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
Which they were saying that was staged.
I don't know how this motherfucker used to always talk shit about, like, MTV and all that, whatever. Now he's, like, their poster boy and shit.
Are you an Eminem fan?
No, not really.
He has some good songs.
I think it's a sellout, yeah.
From what he said his life was, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, in his older life, yeah. Like, where he's just talking about, like, how you never do the shit that he's doing now. It's like, yeah, you know, went off the opposite of that now, but yeah, I understand you gotta make your money, but a lot of people like still talk like, oh, that's because he's out there, you know, he talks about, you know, real stuff. I'm like, that nigga don't talk about nothing real. Come on, that'd be real.
You know what, I'm gonna look back. When did Battleship come out?
2012.
So it would have been 2013, well, it could have been 2012 awards. I'm seeing if Rihanna was nominated for Battleship.
You saw the MTV Awards last year, didn't you?
No, I didn't watch last year's. I forgot. I didn't know. I never know when it's on. It's usually on in June.
Yeah, it seems like it's three times a year to me. They have so many fucking awards on here.
Well, they have the music awards, which I don't know why. And then they have European music awards.
They have to give awards out to people, dude. They have all these popcorn and Moon Man shit, but they gotta give them out. You know why nobody never talks about the MTV award personally? It's because nothing ever happened at these motherfucking awards.
And you know, back in 2012, Breaking Dawn Part 1, which we reviewed on Throwback Tuesday, won Movie of the Year over Hunger Games and Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2.
That's bullshit. That is complete bullshit, man. Yeah. These fans are idiots. The fuck is Rihanna wearing on her head?
And Josh Hutcherson won Best Male Performance over Joseph Gordon-Levitt over 50-50.
Why is that movie even nominated? I don't get their nominations.
I don't.
You know what I think they do is, I think they throw those big movies that are Oscar nominations and shit like that, like 50-50 or Wolf of Wall Street and all that shit. It's just so they can say, hey, we know these movies exist. But then they throw in like a wild card, like someone from fucking Hunger Games or something like that, and be like, yep, that's the winner there. It's like, you know damn well his performance was not fucking better than half these other people. So stop putting all these good people in here as if you're going to fucking nominate these dudes and make them win.
So if you were like Leo or Matthew McConaughey and Josh Hutcherson beat you for male performance,
I'd be insulted.
Would you be insulted?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'd be insulted. But then again, it's this award. So I don't think I'd give a shit to the person.
I kind of wonder if the people that win Razzies, if they get award, if they really get the awards.
Yeah, Halle Berry got hers. Remember her speech?
And Sandra Bullock did too.
Sandra Bullock deserves that shit. A horrible fucking actor.
That was the year she, but that was the same, the day before she won Best Actress.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. I rewatched Gravity again. She's a horrible fucking actress.
Crash might be the best performance I've seen her have.
That's funny because I don't even think she performs. I think she just gets on camera and just acts.
You think she just reads lines?
I think she just fucking reads lines personally.
Yeah.
I was watching some interviews she was doing. I was like, that bitch don't do anything different. Her voice is the same and everything. That, she does not act. What is Rihanna doing to this nigga? Yeah, get the fuck off stage. This fucking Snow Bunny looking nigga right here. And ever since that bitch got beat, she's been an embarrassment.
Are they going to go to another commercial?
Brown must have knocked her fucking... Her goddamn brain cells out when he hit that bitch.
How was he... Did he serve any jail time?
Yeah, he did community service work and shit. And he didn't do that or whatever.
Oh, they're gonna preview fucking Neighbors.
They previewed that shit like it's gonna be a huge movie or something.
He looks so much like James Franco.
Seth Rogen, you do realize that this is coming between Spider-Man, Days of Future Past, and Godzilla. I just want you to know that. But I highly doubt your movie is going to do any goddamn thing. But then again, your movie's been made for cheap lately, so I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, this is the end. Wasn't that only made for like $10 million?
It was $30 million. The actors, like, I think it was $30 million, $35 or some shit like that. Wouldn't it be funny if the Neighbors cost more? I'm gonna have to look that up right now.
Well, Zac Efron's probably getting a big paycheck.
Just to work with him, yeah. No, Dave Franco's just looking for work.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Franco's never gonna get any big roles for the simple fact that he's related to James, but it's like, well, we can just get James Franco.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on here?
I have no idea. I don't think Seth Rogen's funny, personally. Like, he lost all his charm and funniness. I don't know when, but... He wasn't even funny in This at the End.
I think when he lost weight.
Trying to get all serious and shit, yeah. Damn, they don't have the budget up.
Nobody knows who Dave Franco is.
They just be like, oh, it's James Franco's brother. That's what he's Franco's brother. Oh, my lord. Okay, people, James, this hot ass chick in this yellow dress is making out with fucking Zac Efron, which I'm. You know this is going to be the highlight of the show. The Z's jerking off right now. He's quiet.
Shut up. No.
He's like jerking off to the set from kissing this old lady right now.
It's probably his mom.
I don't think he would kiss his mom like that.
He would do anything for a laugh.
He's desperate nowadays. You know this is going to be the highlight of the show. Seth Rogen kissing this old chick.
Okay.
Oh, that was the hottest kissing ever. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Scarlett Johansson. Oh, my God. I want Spring Breakers to win.
No!
I want to win.
That's your movie, isn't it?
Who do you think going to win?
This, probably.
Look at this. Look. And then she giggled. Look.
No, I think maybe this one will probably win.
Is that the only one there? Yeah, that Wither Miller shit like it's gonna win.
I would. Emma Roberts is kind of hot.
You know that kid is British, too?
Is he?
Yeah. You know the British community's got to be looking at him like, dude. The British community is taking over American movies right now, and you're doing this shit.
You've seen that Jaguar commercial? With,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a badass commercial.
Yeah, you hear that accent?
Okay.
He's gotta be the worst British actor ever.
Why does he just look awkward? He looks like you play a perfect nerd in a high school movie.
Oh my god, did you hear what he just said? I'm getting perfect recognition for this movie. Get the hell out of here. You ain't getting no recognition. Come on, man. You was a kid that just got an enlarged ball sack.
And you got to make out with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh Is that a reprise? I think that's a fucking travesty. I wouldn't want that. I'd rather fucking cactus than touch that woman.
I'd rather Freddy Krueger jerk me off.
Exactly. I'd rather fucking Michael Myers jerk me off with his machete.
In the ass.
Like, I like how people keep saying, it's wrong how Jennifer Aniston got messed by Brad Pitt. And I'm like, did you see Angelina Jolie compared to that ugly bitch? Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, I would think Brad Pitt would let her ugly ass. Shit. I don't know why he did that in the first place.
You know what? All these. Look at Zac Efron. He's like, I don't know who this fucker is.
Look at Dave Franco. He's high. He's like, dude, I'm gonna stay in this pose, man. Smoke my brother's stash over there.
look at Efron's face.
Dave Franco's face. He's high as shit. Look at him. He keeps looking down and looking at the camera, smiling.
Ooh, that's a creepy look.
I don't know what the hell he is, though. You don't know who this person is.
You know what's funny? This kid's got more awards than Leo.
He doesn't have more awards. I wouldn't get none. Leo's got awards.
This year.
Oh, Leo's won some awards this year.
Yeah. What?
Maybe. He won a Golden Globe, remember?
Leo?
He won a, I can't remember. I don't want to get mixed up. I can't. It wasn't a SAG. It was what? A Critics Award.
Oh, for Wolf? Okay.
Yeah, it was a Critics Award for Wolf. And, oh my god, I forgot the other one. Here, Leto, I'm glad you put your jacket back on, because that shirt was not. I'm not feeling that shirt at all, bro. Question time. I wish I could find the budget for this game. I can have fun. Fuck. Alright, question time. Roland Winchley says, why do you guys think the MTV Awards are trying to get all our prestigious with these nominations this year?
That's a damn good question.
I tell you why. I can definitely tell you why. You want to know why? Because the Academy Awards this year, 43.6 million viewers. That is the highest views in the Academy Awards since 2000.
Yeah.
Last year and the year before that, the MTV Awards barely hit 4 million in views.
And you're not telling me it was because of Ellen.
Not because of who?
Ellen.
No, it's because of the movies, man. All those Oscar nominations were big. They were huge. Fucking 12 Years a Slave, Gravity, American Hustle, Her. Whether you liked them or not or whatever, they were huge. They're even showing in some theaters where you could see like three a day, three Oscars for $30, three Oscar movies.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know a lot of people tell me about that studio and shit like that. It's like, P1, I'm going to go see these movies this day, and then I'm going to see these movies. I was like, you're going to watch 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, Nebraska all on the same day? Jesus. That's... I was like, man, you're going to be exhausted.
I still, when's Her supposed to come out?
On Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Next month.
Is it next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the last Oscar movie to come out.
She would not marry Seth Rogen.
No. But then again, she married that douchebag from Insidious, so I don't know.
Patrick Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind him.
Who?
Wilson, but he is a douchebag.
Yeah, he just looks like one. I don't know, I thought he was horrible in those Insidious movies.
Well, Insidious was horrible in itself.
Yeah. Till late with that.
It was. They said, oh, it's the scariest movie of all time. Bull fucking shit.
Okay, when people were saying that, when they were coming out of the theater, shit, that was the scariest movie I've ever seen. I'm just like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Come on now, man.
They said ones was supposed to be scary, too. And, like,
and they were defending it, too. Like, saying, like, those wasn't jump scenes. I was like, if somebody appears by your window, middle of the night when you're sleeping. That's not a cheap jump scare. Come on now.
Oh.
Michael Myers has been doing that since the early 80s. Come on. Shit. Now, don't tell him. Don't sit up here and try to tell me that, oh, that's new or whatever, shit like that. You've never seen anything like that. It's like, come on now, man.
All of those paranormal movies or whatever, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Oculus did the same thing.
Yakuza did do the same thing.
Did you know it was a WWE movie?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Oscars, you barely see any Supernatural shit until the last 20 minutes.
They got a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
And the super, guess what the Supernatural shit you do see in the beginning is? The plants are dying.
Really?
The plants are dying.
So it's pretty much a lost weekend.
the triple fucking hit you at home for me, whatever. But it was just like it was like she was like, these things happen. Like when they found out that she finally convinced her brother that things were happening and stuff like that, they reviewed the tapes. Only thing that happened was plants died, a light bulb went out, and cameras moved facing each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Alright, and the best effects they had was like when they were bringing these ghosts in, was like they just made their eyes glow. Like it was the fucking host.
Oh, Hercules.
My boyfriend, Dwayne.
He looks weird with a beard, man.
Yeah, he does. He looks weird in his trailer, to be honest, so. I'm still curious to see it, but I don't know. The whole.
Wait, he's Zeus's son, right?
Yeah.
But this is when he's a man.
I don't know. I don't know anything of the movie, to be honest.
I just know Schwarzenegger did one. And Schwarzenegger pretty much handpicked The Rock to remake it.
Like, Schwarzenegger could be handpicking people. Like, he's a great actor or something where he could be. Like, if that nigga was coming to me and said, you're going to be a great, I'd be looking at him like, oh, great. You just said that.
Wait, he's in the new Terminator movie.
It's kind of a backhanded compliment if you're saying that. I am not liking Conan O'Brien.
Did you know they're doing a tribute for Paul Walker?
I just want you to know one more time. Paul Walker's movies suck.
Especially that Brick Mansion.
Oh, I'm sure that Brick Mansion's going to be a hit, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Women from that movie that you just talked about,
actually. Kate Upton.
Cameron Diaz looks horrible looking. Oh, my God.
Dude, she looks like, who was just in Draft Day? What, our cat sister? Rosanna.
Yeah.
That's who she looks like. And she aged horribly.
They all look horrible, I ain't gonna lie.
Kate Upton's hot.
Ah, she looks horrible right here. She looks like a man in this shit right here.
Well, she's not wearing very revealing clothes like she should.
Yeah, and plus she's got these large-ass heels on. Yeah, she's looking like a man, dude.
Nicki Minaj looks like a man.
They all look like a man. Even Leslie Mann talking over here. She's like trying to talk about men. It's like, ugh.
Leslie Mann, she's like, she was really cute in Big Daddy.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. It's like age hit her like hard.
She's talking about she would fuck Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio wouldn't waste his time with you, bitch.
Lupita, why have you left yet?
Okay, first of all, Cameron Diaz, Bradley Cooper wouldn't even waste his minutes on you. Come on now. I wonder what Nicki Minaj is going to say now. What man you going to say? RZA, I love you.
Well, he is a martial arts expert.
The Japanese trained soldier. Oh, stop it, Cam. Oh.
Cameron, it's not 1999 anymore. You're done. You are done. You're not even that great of an actress. McConaughey. Would you stop showing that douchebag from MTV? Dude, Hutchinson will last like 10 seconds with you.
What the fuck is she talking about? He said, okay, yeah, whatever.
You were in Red Dawn. Shut the fuck up. Best male performance.
He's like, I'm in the Hunger Games, bitch. I don't He's like, none of you bitches are good for me right now. I'm better than all of you.
We still have a shitload of awards, and this is our best male performance?
I ain't got that much awards, though. I got like a little left.
Maybe some of those are quick, just announce the winner.
I think it's only like five or six left, dude.
Best movie, best actress, best male, best scared as shit performance, on-screen duo, best fight, what the fuck moment, cameo, hero, character, and Mark Wahlberg and Paul Walker.
Josh Hutcherson, come on, man, you know this is bullshit. That's exactly what I just said, dude. I was like, Josh Hutcherson compared to like Joel Edgerton, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matthew McConaughey. Are you kidding me?
Look at Minaj. Nicki Minaj wasn't impressed. He's shorter than all of them.
They're all wearing heels, though.
He probably came when he got on stage. Yeah, this is...
Yeah, girls love him. Me on there screaming their ass off because of that Hunger Games. I'll tell you, man, you make a teen novel and it's a hit. I swear, everybody fucking loves you.
Well, why doesn't all the teen novels become a hit?
So they probably suck, that's why.
We got Mortal Instruments and Host and...
Personally, I've never heard anyone talk about either of those books.
But you've seen... But the Hunger Games, yes.
I've heard people talk about Hunger Games. Twilight, I've never heard nobody talk about Twilight. That was one of the first, so, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like with Twilight, the book got popular.
Yeah, you're right, because they had, like, so much shit.
Because I don't remember ever seeing those books until the movies came out, and I saw people read them. I was just like, oh. Can somebody take the microphone from this bitch?
What? They just said Jennifer Lawrence won Best Female Performance.
Was that? Oh, Paul Walker.
Oh. Is that the only two movies people know him from? Was Varsity Blues and Fast and Furious? No Meet the Deedles?
Hey, yeah, Brick Magic.
That movie looks terrible.
That movie looked like some straight to DVD shit.
It looks like a parkour movie.
It looked like some straight to DVD shit. You can't tell me that wasn't a straight to DVD movie that they're going to release because of his death.
Yeah, and you know what? It's probably going to be successful, too.
Yeah. I seriously don't get this.
I'm really wondering how they're going to CGI him for a good portion of the fucking movie.
I really don't get this. Like, I even defended the motherfucker in the last Fast and Furious movie, and people are still giving him shit. Like, oh, he's not even that interesting. Nobody likes him. Then as soon as this motherfucker died, everybody riding his dick.
But you know what? He was like the only one that actually tried to act in the franchise.
Before The Rock showed up, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I will give you, I said that about him. I was just like, I don't think they have enough of him on screen, personally. People was like, anybody want to see Paul Walker? He's the worst one in the movie. I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, Into the Blue, I forgot about that movie. Oh yeah, he was in Pleasantville. But he was, you've seen, that one fucking movie, what the fuck's it called?
Hours?
No, he got hit in the face with a hockey puck.
Oh,
I own it, what the fuck's it called? Damn it.
I don't remember now.
I gotta look that shit.
Everybody knows, Fast and Furious made his fucking career. I mean, none of these other fucking movies, they didn't even do a damn thing with him. Oh my god, now they're quoting him? Come on now.
That's all he's getting. Oh, it's called Running Scared.
Man, the studio looks empty as fuck. I think people leave it. It's fucking...
Running Scared, does it?
Fuck that movie.
I like that movie.
It's horrible.
Wait, see, they just showed a memorial for Paul Walker.
Yeah, see, the chick from Divergent is winning. She just won the award she beat Jennifer Lawrence.
That movie just got released.
People keep dropping that award. That thing must be heavy, dude.
That movie just got released.
Yeah, I knew she was in the lead or whatever. It's funny because Hunger Games made more money.
Nobody saw that movie.
Yeah, I actually did because it made over almost $100-something million.
Already?
Yeah, it made a lot of money, actually. So, yeah, I think people did see that. It made like 120, I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it made a lot of money, dude. And its opening weekend, it made $65 million. So it pretty much hit its budget back.
Well, Kate Winslet's in it too, and she's not going to turn down a bad. Oh wait.
I'm about to say, the hell are you talking about? First of all, and second of all, she was fucking horrible in that movie. Shailene Woodley, that bitch can't act no more. I'm sorry.
She was in movie 43.
Yeah, that movie's made $175 million.
Here's that movie.
It looks horrible. Is this supposed to be a sequel to their first movie, or?
No.
Okay.
Hey, look, Terry Crews.
No, we just talked about him. No. There he goes being a...
This is why he cannot be Luke Cage. For shit like this.
Because he's a secondary person, that's why.
You don't see Rock doing this shit.
When he does it better. He doesn't... It seemed like Terry Crews goes way over the top. But yeah, Divergent made $175 million off an $85 million budget.
God damn! Worldwide, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that better not be domestically. Jesus.
It made domestically $130 million.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
that creeped up.
Yeah, and it's still in the top five. So,
why do girls think Anna Levine's hot? You're not seeing the same commercial I am.
No, I'm looking at something else. Next question we got here. Where am I at? Alex said, "Do you guys ever watch the MTV Movie Awards, or will this be the first year you ever watch it?"
I've seen a few. I remember when Scream won Best Picture. Yes, it did.
I would have never watched this award show ever again. What the fuck? Ain't that like your favorite movie?
One of them, that and Inception.
Oh, hell. What? What'd you just say?
That and Inception.
Oh, I was about to say, I know damn well you just didn't say Inception got nominated. I would never watch this award again if I saw the devil or anything like that ever got nominated.
I saw the devil. What is this movie?
Transformers.
No.
You saw the trailer yet?
This ain't Transformers.
I'm watching Transformers, what I'm watching.
Oh, I think I'm watching, is this the CW show?
Man, this Transformers trailer.
Oh, it's called Jin.
Looks like all the other fucking trailers.
Wait a second. I just saw a movie that said 4/4/14. That comes out. It's called Jin.
Alright, nobody give a shit, Z. Just shit. You talk about something that nobody gives a flying fuck about. Alright, 414 your ass on this question.
What does that mean?
This is my first year ever watching it. I don't watch this shit for simple fact that I don't want to watch these fucking commercials first. I'm actually pouring me another glass.
MTV commercials are long.
They're fucking horrible, too. They're stupid. But they're promotions for their shows. Their shows are fucking horrible.
But people watch them.
I know people complain about this shit, yet they watch this shit. Oh, there go your favorite trailer, Godzilla.
Fuck this movie. Seriously.
The movie's gonna be big, huh?
They made Godzilla.
The ring of saying that this may be one of the summer movies that make over $1 billion.
Really?
I'm like, this movie ain't gonna make no fucking billion. Come on now.
No. Hey, is that Aaron Taylor?
Yeah, they're promoting Godzilla now.
Didn't they make him, like, bigger than the Statue of Liberty? Like, Godzilla's, like, bigger than all the buildings?
I like how the Statue of Liberty's only half destroyed, not fully destroyed. It's like he's bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and all he took out was a piece of the face.
What's funny is you can't even see him, because he's covered by smoke.
It's like the Cloverfield monster destroyed the Statue of Liberty. How come this Godzilla monster didn't destroy it? He just looked at it and only tore off his face.
Best fight. That what you said? I agree with you. That wasn't really a fight. That was just an ass kicking.
That was stupid.
Did I see Kanye West?
Yeah, he is in that. I should have said Jennifer Lawrence versus the Fall.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, if I gotta go for anything, it might be that Hobbit thing. I don't know.
No, I think we see the winner right here.
I would prefer that Hobbit one. I think that was out of all those first fights were horrible. Damn, Aylin, that motherfucker's got some meat. He's been working out like a motherfucker lately.
Remember in Kick-Ass 2?
Yeah, told you.
They usually give it to the winners that are there.
care because you notice they didn't say his name in that preview.
Where's Lily?
She ain't there. Come on now. She's like, I ain't shot at this shit.
What else she has to do?
She's like, shit, I got Woody Allen films to do.
Does she?
I won an Oscar for Blue Jasmine and goddamn Aquaman. Did he just say I'm getting greeted by a kick-ass?
I think so. I can't understand.
He said, I'm getting my kick-ass award away from kick-ass. He saw how Aaron Johnson looked at him.
It's like, you are idiots.
Aaron Johnson looked at him and was like, what a dumbass. Hey, guess what, Aaron? Hey, Orlando. I'm going to be in the fucking Marvel movie. What are you doing? Hobbit 3. Yeah.
Have you noticed that this is Orlando Bloom's career? This is it. Pirates and Hobbit.
And he plays secondary characters.
That is his career.
Secondary character?
Yep.
When did he become accepted with this MTV lifestyle?
Oh, probably Pirates.
Oh, I thought he went beyond that. What, Johnny Depp was to do something just like an hour ago?
I saw, he's probably going to present Best Picture. Okay. Oh, shut the fuck up.
He is just happy to be there, dude.
He's like, I'm relevant again.
Relevant again. Thank you, Hobbit. You notice he's the only one that's getting nominated in these Hobbit movies. Everybody else is like, hell no.
Dude, seriously, you don't deserve this. Play the music.
Aaron Johnson's giving him this look like, motherfucker, you know you didn't make that kick-ass joke. That was a stupid fucking joke. Bitch, I'm Quicksilver.
I know, he's going to make more money in one movie than Bloom's had his whole career.
Oh, man, his career is about to skyrocket after fucking Avengers. You know it. It's going to fucking skyrocket after that.
I know what this is. This is the Marky Mark Generation Award.
Yeah, because if anybody doesn't know who these three are.
That's a great show. You seen it? I like that show. Kevin Dillon. Matt Dillon's brother.
They need to start looking at the outfits they wear in these motherfuckers because, damn, they look like shit. They look like the hipster awards.
Obviously, they don't have a stylist.
Mark Wahlberg is a 60-40 actor.
They better show Max Payne.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. Shut the fuck up. That has got to be... Oh, and Planet of the Apes.
Oh, God. Fuck that movie.
That's your favorite movie to watch.
That movie's terrible.
That was your movie, man. You remember you told me that? You said you love that movie.
Yeah.
You said it was better than the new one.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh.
Yeah, I did like him in Departed, though.
Planet of the Apes and fucking Max Payne has to be his two worst. None of it has to be the two worst movies in his career, but it's also the two worst movies like of all time.
What about Happening?
Happening is horrible, but you know you expect that from that movie.
I'm trying to recognize all these movies.
It's amazing how many failures he had, yet his career it keeps going on.
He just needs a good director.
But it's like he keeps getting chances no matter if he fails or not, though.
True.
It's because he's white, that's why. Had he been a nigger or a Mexican?
And when was the last movie that Denzel was in that bombed?
Like, critically or financially?
Both.
Denzel movies bomb?
Did Flight make its money back?
Flight made a shitload of money. What are you talking about?
I don't remember.
Flight made over $100 million.
Rockstar, really?
Mark Wahlberg even there?
Yeah, he has to be. Yeah, I saw him.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember seeing him or anything like that. So you want to know how much Flight made?
Yeah.
Off a $31 million budget, $161 million.
Yeah, I made some money.
Yeah, it didn't make that much, but it made a little something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not big or anything like that.
You know,
yeah,
this...
Them seats do hurt, huh, Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, them bitch-ass seats.
You know he's just getting this award to promote Transformers.
Man, them seats hurt like a motherfucker. You got a water bottle in the back, buddy? What the fuck?
And he went, was he sitting on it?
I wonder if his ass was hurt. No, he was drinking, but it's...
Yeah, they're going to make an Entourage movie.
Is he about to start rapping?
The worst, I know, but they just showed a Funky Bunch clip.
Yeah, I was about to say, get the Funky Bunch back up there. Damn, is he stoned?
Who is the former winners of this award?
Is he stoned?
I don't think so.
He looks high as shit right now.
Let's look at past generation winners.
It looks like he's naming them right now, if you listen. It said Jim Carrey, Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston.
Jamie Foxx won last year.
For what?
Django.
For one movie?
He's been in what? Django, his big movies, Django, Dreamgirls, and Ray, right?
I don't think Dreamgirls that big of a movie.
Well, for him.
That wasn't a big movie. I was just saying, that wasn't that big of a fucking movie. I mean,
Johnny Depp won a couple years ago.
Johnny Depp was made for fucking... for this.
Reese Witherspoon. Sandra Bullock.
Said he had incarcerated? He was incarcerated, man.
I don't remember that.
It must have been a stain on his career. That motherfucker dressing like he is straight
did
up.
Did he lose all his muscle from Pain and Gain?
Because he was huge as fucking Pain and Gain. That must have been effects, dude.
It had to have been, because he doesn't look huge.
No, because, and plus in Two Guns, he didn't look nowhere near as big as he did in
Pain. No, he looked out of shape.
Yeah, didn't he? Yeah. He looked like how he looks now.
Yeah, I really do like Two Guns.
But he did not look as big as he did in Pain and Gain. In Pain and Gain, that had to be, because when I saw that, I was just like, man, he is looking extra huge. He is not that big.
And Mackie did, too.
Hey, Mackie was big. I remember I saw an older movie. He was pretty big at the time. He did lose some. But Mark Wahlberg has a movie out every year, and I've never once seen him bigger than what he was in Pain and Gain.
He kind of looks like what he does in The Fighter.
He always looks like he's this size.
Yeah.
He never looked bigger or smaller. And in Pain and Gain, like, they made his upper body look like way over. He was almost on the same level as The Rock, remember?
Yeah. Since you don't watch the MTV Movie Awards, you know who hosted, you want to guess who hosted last year?
Shia LaBeouf, I guess? I don't know.
Rebel Wilson.
Who the fuck is that?
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, fuck that fat bitch. What is it, like fat white women is like the new trend for white people now? What's going on with that?
Well, who is the fat, Precious.
Melissa McCarthy.
She's the last fat black girl.
No, Eddie Murphy is.
Maybe that was Precious.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're way really wrong. Madea was. What are you talking about? Damn.
I'm surprised Tyler Perry and Eddie Murphy doesn't make a movie.
Like all these Lifetime. Yeah, Eddie Murphy doesn't like that shit. That's why. He gets mad when other people steals his gimmick. He got mad at Martin Lawrence for taking his fast food shit.
Oh, yeah, for Big Mama's house?
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, I made this shit for him. He's stealing my shit? What's wrong with you?
Oh, we still gotta see Emma Stone, Ice Cube.
Oh, I just saw two girls making out.
Mm-hmm. They got, they're
good. And they look like high school teenagers. This is what MTV promotes.
Gay sex in high school?
Gay sex in high school, that's right.
I guess they're showing, they're going to be showing us a Spider-Man clip.
I keep that Spider-Man clip.
I wonder if it's yours.
I already saw the movie already, but I don't need to see no fucking clip.
Was your scene cut?
I don't know, I wasn't paying attention because I fell asleep halfway in the middle of it somewhere.
Oh, it's that boring?
I wouldn't say boring, it's just all over the fucking place. Oh, that Godzilla trailer again. How can he be bigger than the Statue of Liberty, but he only destroyed the hand of it?
Yeah.
Like, if he was to touch that thing, it should just fall apart.
There's a... They have a tsunami now? What?
I can't wait for you to see the
I'm gonna rip it apart if it sucks.
You're gonna love that shit. I know you. You're gonna love it. You're just gonna be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
It's not gonna be not the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, it's the greatest fucking thing ever. Hey, Deborah Albert says, he says, I never understood these awards. I mean, who are they actually for? 16 and pregnant moms.
The 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're for.
Viewers. I don't...
It's for teenagers, seriously.
That's why Twilight won every year except the last movie.
Yeah, it's for teenagers. I mean, there's no other... Who else watches MTV?
No way.
Exactly.
I used to watch it back in the day when they did Rock and Jock softball and basketball.
Like I said, who else watched these? Nobody else watched these or whatever. No respectable person that works in the film industry, as far as whether they're a critic, producer, director, or winning Oscars, or anybody part of the Academy or Hollywood Foreign Association, watches this shit. You're probably saying, why are you watching it right now?
It'd
be fun to rip apart, but not even fun to be honest. It's actually kind of work.
It's kind of sad.
It is sad.
It's like wrong.
Sad, yeah. It's sad when you see Josh Hutcherson beat Matthew McConaughey, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Chiwetel Ejiofor. That was the most embarrassing, saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Ever?
What's sad about that is because that actor is probably going to go on thinking he's hotter shit than what those three do.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, like, man, if I was in that Oscar category or that Golden Globe category with them, I would have beat all three of them.
He's gonna like, when he gets, like, his new contract for the next movie, he goes, you know, I did win an MTV Movie Award over Leo, so I deserve a lot of more money than Jennifer Lawrence.
I was about to say, so he's going to ask for more money than Jennifer Lawrence because he beat Leo, Matthew McConaughey, and he's like, I beat three prominent actors in three Oscar-nominated films. What did Jennifer Lawrence do?
Well, she did win Best Actress, too.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big deal. Oh, there goes that Spider-Man movie you're talking about.
Now, how do they have three villains in this?
A little bit more.
More?
Yeah.
Are they overkilling it?
They crammed a lot of story into this movie. I'm not gonna lie.
Alright, how many times did he take off his fucking mask?
Yeah, I'm not telling shit.
You can't, can you?
You see the movie in 2 weeks.
You can't, can you?
I can say whatever the hell I want to say. I choose not to. I choose not to. Oh my god, this nigga. What the fuck is Emma Stone wearing?
Something. Does Jamie Foxx got a tattoo around his neck?
Yeah, he's thug now. He's got about two or three, actually.
What the f- He looks ghetto. He looks gangster.
Emma Stone does not look that hot.
No.
Like, even if it, like, if I didn't know who that was and I just walked past her on the street, I don't even think I would look back like at her.
I think he would regard her.
No, I wouldn't actually at all, because I can't see anything through that shirt, and she's bony beneath the waist, so...
Yeah, I don't think... I think, what, it was a Crazy Stupid Love that was, like, the closest thing that she actually looked hot? Like, yeah. She actually showed off her body?
And I think she's gorgeous, don't get me wrong, but, like, looking at this right now, it's like, if I was to see her walking in like that or whatever, I don't even think I'd look back. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
It wouldn't be like Jessica Alba.
Oh, my God, I'd break her. Oh, are we recording? This is not funny.
Why is she? I don't understand why Fox has all those tattoos.
You're trying to be gangster, dude. What's wrong with you? Why you can't accept this gangsterism? Oh, look, here goes the clip you've been looking for. You forgot who I am, Spider-Man.
It looks like it's really CG heavy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You'll see. Oh my god, I can't wait for you to see this.
Everyone's trying.
What the fuck is this? Oh, Spider-Man. Oh, I love you so much. But not here. Let's just say this. I'll give you a wink. The electricity affected his web shooter. Mind you, the web shooter that he stole from Oscorp.
You know what? But, if that was Superman, he would let all those people die.
Those people would have been fucked in. He probably would have just snapped that woman's neck that was carrying that baby and been like, I saved your trouble getting electrocuted. The
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. Miles Teller is going to be Mr. Fantastic.
I don't know who that bitch is.
She's going to be Invisible Woman. No, that's not Invisible Woman. I don't know who that is.
No, that's Kate Mara.
Yeah, it's Kate Mara. I don't know who that is. I'm trying to... Is there a performance going on?
I think it's...
I know Ellie Goulding is performing.
It doesn't make sense. How can Kate Mara be Invisible Woman, but Michael B. Jordan can be Human Torch?
I hear they're not going to go into depth about that, so.
It's common knowledge.
You know what they said? They're grounding the Fantastic Four series. I was like, how the fuck do you ground the Fantastic Four when they go into space and shit like that? Your cosmic power. You don't ground the Fantastic.
And who's the thing?
I forgot, actually. But he does not look like the thing I ever read. Like I'm getting so. You know, we've talked about this before. Like, what? Like, do you think Harry Potter ruined movies now with the whole splitting up? Because I don't know if you know, but they're splitting up the last version film.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, so I'm going to say this right now. Batman has ruined superhero films. I'm talking about The Dark Knight, because every fucking superhero seems that ain't Disney Marvel wants to ground their superheroes now and fucking make them realistic and shit. You did that shit with Man of Steel. They did it with the Amazing Spider-Man. I didn't want to do it with the Fantastic Four series. That doesn't make any goddamn sense why they want to ground the Fantastic. There is no grounding to the Fantastic Four.
No.
Fucking Galactus is one of their villains. A giant purple dude that eats worlds. How the fuck do you ground that?
Jamie Bell is the thing.
Yeah. They have a creature that walks around like a rock type creature. How the fuck do you ground that? There's no grounding of that.
Who is Fantastic Four's DC?
That's Marvel.
Marvel?
It's owned by Fox.
Okay. Did they just, was this a, they had to make this, or they're going to lose rights type thing?
Oh, they didn't have to do anything. They just won't sell the rights back because they want to mix it up with X-Men. They want to do it their own universe with X-Men.
Whatever.
Like, gives a fuck.
I guess Terry Crews said he wanted to play the thing.
To make a whole black cast.
At least Jordan is getting something.
I don't even know if I want him a part of this, to be honest.
Because we're both fans of Mike. We're both fans of him.
I love Michael B. Jordan, but this script and what they want to do with the plans of this franchise, it just sounds fucking horrible. I don't think I want him to be a part of this because this is recognition. This is bad recognition that he doesn't need.
Mm-hmm. And the guy playing Doctor Doom, I have no idea who the fuck who he is.
I don't even know if they have Doctor Doom in the movie.
His name's Toby Keibel.
Like, I don't even think he has a big part in the movie, to be honest. The script that I read, he really wasn't part of it that much.
But Kate Mara, I like that because I think she's beautiful.
They could have got anybody to play that role, so I don't mind. I don't give a shit about Invisible Woman. Invisible Woman is kind of a bland character anyway.
I mean, was Elba the perfect choice? No. Jessica Alba, an original?
I mean, like I said, Invisible Woman, they can anybody play that fucking role. Invisible Woman is just whatever. I mean,
like,
Eric Carroll. Jessica Alba did not. I don't know why people say she did a bad job or whatever. She delivered what she needed to do, because that's exactly what Invisible Woman does. It's a long plan.
I think Michael Chiklis is probably the perfect one out of the original cast.
I think they're all horrible.
Even Captain America himself?
Yeah, he's horrible. I thought they all were horrible. They fucked up one of the most iconic Marvel villains of all time, Doctor Doom, and fucking Galactus. That was an insult. I was insulted by those movies. I think that's, like, yeah, okay, if you're a DC fanboy or a Marvel, yeah, obviously Batman and Robin is going to be your go-to, but if you're a Marvel fanboy, I think Fantastic Four is the worst fucking film, Marvel film ever.
And Silver Surfer? Fucking, that's a forgettable movie.
Man, how could you fuck that up when you put Galactus and Silver Surfer in a movie?
I don't know.
Like, if only Marvel had the rights to that right now, that would fit in so well with what they're doing with the whole Thor, Galactus, and Marvel. Why do they keep showing this dude?
I don't know. But, okay, how's this work? Marvel owns, like, Fantastic Four, correct?
Yeah.
But can they make their own movie?
No.
No.
It's under Fox's name, that's why.
Gotcha.
It's just like with Spider-Man and Sony. Marvel owns it, but Sony owns the other parts of it. So.
Was it pretty much a first-come, first-serve type thing?
Yeah, this is back when Marvel was kind of going out of business.
Uh-huh.
That time where, and then they, you know, they split out their most of their rights off the people or whatever to keep them afloat, I guess, and stuff. A lot of people don't remember that Star Wars, Marvel actually owned the books and shit back then.
Yeah.
Star Wars was actually books and stuff like that. It was actually a series that actually saved their company.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's back in the early days of Marvel.
But, it's like, but they can still release Fantastic Four comics.
Well, yeah, because it's all just under Marvel. Ain't like Sony releasing comics or anything like that. So, you know, shit, obviously it's going to be a Marvel thing. But movie rights wise, Fox owns it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I wish they would just fucking sell the rights to Disney and Marvel so they can just fucking let them have it. Because I'm sorry, it seems like outside Disney Marvel movies, they are horrible.
How much do you think how much do you think Fox and Sony would charge them for Spider-Man?
Oh my god, for fucking, I would assume, well, you know, I don't know, because how much those Fantastic Four movies made? I mean, we haven't seen one in so long, so we don't know what they'd make now.
Maybe both?
I mean, probably now. I bet that new Fantastic Four movie, I don't know how much that's going to do, because I don't hear nobody talking about those movies.
No, but I would say with both, I think it was probably $500 million apiece.
And, another thing is, I don't think Fox is going to get rid of them, because they've already made plans, and they already got release dates for the sequels of the Fantastic Four. They already scheduled a second and third film already, so I don't think they're going to get rid of those movies at all.
Yeah, they signed it. They already signed them for the three.
They're even talking about there's going to be future collaborations with the X-Men franchise, so...
You mean Wolverine?
No, I mean the X-Men franchise.
Okay.
They want to make their own universe and shit. Every company wants to make their own universe. They're like, we got these superheroes, let's do something with them then. So,
yeah, it was...
Even if it doesn't make sense.
Combined, it was a little under $600 million for both.
That is Marvel's Batman and Robin's Fantastic Four. that is horrible. That is atrocity.
Do you think Stan Lee, like, kind of just like, goes, oh, fuck, when he sees that shit?
I don't think Stan Lee gives a fuck about this point. He's too goddamn old to give a shit.
Well, he's probably proud that he's seeing, like, stuff like what Marvel's doing.
I don't think he knows what the fuck is going on. He's too old.
He doesn't know what year it's at.
Exactly. All I know is this. You just tell him Spider-Man. Be like, yo, yeah, true believer, I'll be in that.
He is 91.
Excelsior.
Let's see. Create Avengers, Daredevil, Fantastic Four, Hulk, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Thor, X-Men.
Yeah, I'll be in all that.
He thinks he's Spider-Man.
I am Spider-Man, true believer. Excelsior.
Oh, Stan Lee. The nerds are going to cry. The nerds are going to cry when he's going to die.
It's the highlight of the year. It's Brick Mansion. They show on the trailer. Yes. Yes. The RZA's in that, by the way. My favorite actor.
This just looks like a parkour movie.
Brick Mansion is about a true crime movie, my friend. It is real deep. The action is intense. The acting will be perfect. The RZA is going to be, he's going to win an Oscar. This movie is going to be deep. You just don't see it yet because you don't have the intellect of seeing this yet.
Is it a see it?
It's a high see it. It's Brick Mansion. It's got Paul Walker in it, the actor of actors. You're just jealous.
Comes out next week.
Damn straight. It's going to be the best movie of all time. The greatest, highest-grossing film of all time. Avatar, you watch out.
And Marvel's going to buy the rights of it and make a comic book out of it.
Damn straight. Damn straight. No, DC will. DC is the greatest company ever.
At destruction.
They're great at fucking up things, that's for sure. let's get some questions here. Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, never thought I'd end up watching MTV Movie Awards again. I did like them from time to time. Maybe when I was younger and still watch MTV. Maybe it's me getting older and not giving a fuck about the show. Did you ever think that way about any award show? I think that about all of them, personally.
I would say this.
Yeah, I personally don't give a fuck about any of them. I mean, this year, the Oscars, was, as far as the nominations, were good. But all of them go to hell.
Is there any, since you've probably seen, you've seen every movie come out this year, do you see any movie that can be maybe be up for a Best Picture and an Oscar? It is very too early, because movies right now get forgettable.
Yeah, exactly.
Can Marked Ones win an Oscar?
You know, if it was up to me, I'd be like, Captain America, that wins an Oscar.
What about Marked Ones?
The Raid 2 wins an Oscar. Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson, that wins an Oscar. Enemy, that should win an Oscar.
Draft Day.
That's going to win our Razzie. Who was that, Johnny Depp? What the fuck is he wearing? Is that a hoodie? Man, he tries so hard to make himself look like shit.
I think this is the best picture.
That's a hell of an entrance, though. I will say that. Is he old or something? He's like old man Johnny.
He doesn't know where he's at.
How old is Johnny Depp now? He has to be in his like late 40s, huh?
I think so. Yeah, I think he denounced himself from living in America. I think he lives like in France or something.
Why?
I don't know. He's weird.
Okay, well, why is he in L.A. then right now? Like,
yeah, they bypass a lot of awards.
No, they did them during, when the show's off. Like, they gave, like, three away before commercial. You didn't see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were talking about Fantastic Four and shit. That's why.
I know what your pick is, but you think it's going to have a chance?
Hunger Games is going to win. What are you talking about? Drake knows who's gonna win. Like, I don't even know why they, like, they might as well just say, not even announce nominations. They just say, and the winner is. Was it only three movies? Was it Hobbit?
Hobbit, Hunger Games, Wolf, Hostel, and 12 Years.
Oh, I didn't even see those other two, but okay. We know Hunger Games is gonna win.
Scorsese is there.
Wall Street.
This is my Oscar.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I like how he said that. The Hunger Games catching fire.
he probably bit his tongue when he said that.
I like how he said it. He said, Hunger Games catching fire. Johnny Depp is high as fuck right now. He's like, who are you?
Yeah, he's like, no idea who these people are.
He's like, I'm Josh Hutcherson. I beat Martin Scorsese.
I beat McConaughey.
I beat a movie about slavery, huh? Oh, who's that other dude? Oh, okay, that's the dude with the shirt. raising the roof right now. Oh, you faggot. Get off the You bastard.
Why do you got the same hair color?
Same hair from the movie. That friend, they both do. I guess they had no hair department, hair and makeup department.
This is just...
You know it's bad when the MTV Awards, you never see the directors or filmmakers there. It's just the actors, barely half of the actors there.
Yeah.
You've never seen a filmmaker actually go up there and receive an award, have you?
No. The other guy that's not Josh, he's in The Quiet Ones.
Oh, this would be awesome. Johnny Depp is just handshaking motherfucker back. Like, he's saying, fuck these people. This is all about me, baby. I live in France now.
He's engaged to that Amber Heard. Never Back Down. Rum Diaries.
Why are they playing Little John right now?
Is he there?
No, it's all. Oh, thank God, it's over. Man, so what did you think of fucking Conan O'Brien hosting the MTV Movie Award?
You can tell he didn't write the shit.
Eventful awards I have ever fucking watched, ever. I will never do this again.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, no, I'll say that I can never do this again. I'm sorry. That was boring. I call bullshit on so much. Hunger Games beating all those other movies. Yeah, you can go fuck yourself. But, well, people, I've been drinking a lot. So, it's time for me to get off here before I start singing out of nowhere for some reason. I'm still in confusion on what I just watched right now. But, I'm a phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we'll catch you next year awards ceremony, or you